Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with estate and tax planning attorney Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, I guess we're into the season for Kingdom Builders here.
We
coming
are.
Up soon. You want to tell us again what that's all about? Been going on for a while.
It has. Kingdom Builders is the opportunity for business owners to come out for usually a one-day session to get encouraged in their faith and get re-energized with the things of God concerning their business. So what I've noticed is that a lot of times churches don't focus a whole lot on their business owners. And so there's a different flavor to business owners. A lot of entrepreneurs are extremely motivated. They're high energy. And for many of us, it's very easy to get distracted or rather get focused on the wrong thing, which is a lot of times our business. So that's the right thing, but yet it misses sometimes the absolute right thing.
Okay.
And so Kingdom Builders is the foundational principle of saying, let's get together more towards the beginning of the year, right? So it's going to be in March this year. It's coming up March 13th. It's going to be Friday the 13th. What an ominous day, huh?
Okay.
It's a great day to proclaim Jesus Christ. And so we're going to get together on March 13th. And this year, it's just going to be a half a day session. It's not going to be all day. So it's going to be from 8 in the morning, and we're going to release by noon. So a half a day. And it's going to be a time of just sitting down together, encouraging each other, working on what is our kingdom purpose for the businesses that God has put into our hands.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing these? You do them annually for many years.
Yeah, this will be the fourth annual Kingdom Builders. Mm-hmm. It started as just a short breakfast to encourage people. And now it's begun to build a little bit more. The past couple of years, it's been all-day sessions. And quite honestly, this year it's going to be a little bit less because I just got a lot going on. And so
everybody does.
Yeah,
everybody's pretty busy.
Yeah. And again, it's that I own my own business. I own several businesses, but the primary one is my law office, and it's been very busy. I'm focusing there. And so I want to make sure that this opportunity for business owners to get together is not lost. But as a nice balance, I said, well, let's just make it a half a day session here this year instead of a full day session. And so that's really what we're going to be doing today. I mean, this year is shortening it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be helpful for other business owners to think in terms of, well, I can take a half a day off. Sometimes losing an entire day is very difficult to schedule in. Mm. And a lot of times we can take a half a day when we know that the event is coming. And so hopefully this message is getting out at a good time for business owners. So if you are a business owner, if you've ever wanted to own your own business and said, you know, I really have a dream and I would really like some vision and some think tank time to work on what would it mean for me to step out in faith and start this dream that God has given me. Or if you know someone who's a business owner, then get some of this discussion in front of them and get them to Friday, March 13th, in the morning, a half a day session so that we can focus on what has God blessed us with? What is the foundation of our business? What is the purpose of our business? And how do we use our faith to really build our businesses for a glorious outcome?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real heart.
Is this, so you're saying for existing businesses, are people who maybe are thinking about starting a business, maybe this is a good time to get a foundation?
This would be a fantastic opportunity for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is really the whole premise. So let me give you a couple premises about Kingdom Builders as a whole.
Okay.
So first of all, a common scripture that I think we may have heard before, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 and 11 is the foundational scripture for kingdom builders. So here's what 2 Corinthians says. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And so, you know, individuals that desire to start something new, if we can get the primary purpose and the primary focus of why that calling, of why that ping in your heart is being launched, of why there is something that is drawing you to an idea, to a new place, if we can get the foundation to be about Jesus Christ himself, about building the kingdom of God, then I think that we have a recipe that is biblical and an opportunity for us to accept and know that God is going to bless our business for a kingdom purpose. Mm. And really, Deuteronomy 8:18 is in like standing with what we just read in 2 Corinthians. So Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, and it is this day." So again, here is God's heart. It is God's passion that he establish his covenant in this earth. And that covenant in the Old Testament, when Deuteronomy was spoken, was a covenant to bring in Israel as his people and for him to be their God. And that covenant then was the map to bring in the ultimate Savior, Jesus Christ. And so now in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 9 affirms this same ideology, this same purpose of God, which is, I am going to give you seed and bread. So in other words, God is saying, I'm going to give you things so that you can sow into good works. And then I'm also going to be your provider. So the duality of owning a business is that we have to rely upon God and God alone to be the provision of everything we need. We have provision in our own families. We need provision for our businesses. We need provision for our businesses to expand. We need provision so that it can go to the next step. And why would God want to provide vision and calling and passion for you to increase a business? It is so, as 2 Corinthians 9 comes back and says, so that why would he increase and enlarge your harvest? For your righteousness, so that you can be enriched in every way, so that you can have more than enough in every situation. For why? To be generous. To be generous, so that that generosity can be sown back into the kingdom of God. See, your overflow is not intended for you to build your barn bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm. Your overflow, whether you have a 9-to-5 job or whether you're a business owner, your overflow is so that you can live a generous life and give into the purposes of God, so you can give into the building of the kingdom. So Paul was saying that your generosity, when it is given to us, because at the very end of verse 11 there, he goes, and through us. So in other words, through Paul, because his calling was to go and proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. His calling was to go and establish the church of Jesus Christ. So his anointing was in as an apostle. And yet people needed to be generous. So their anointing needed to be in the marketplace. Their anointing needed to be to bring in the overflow and the wealth so that it can be handed off for the purposes of God's kingdom. And when it's handed off for God's kingdom, then that results in thanksgiving to God. And why would it result in thanksgiving to God? Because the people that we sow into ministry, when they respond and use that gift appropriately, then they are bringing people to Jesus Christ. They are maturing other individuals to go off and build the kingdom of God. They're building disciples so that they can then reproduce and they can then go into the world and proclaim the goodness of Jesus Christ. And all of that brings glory to God, and it ends up being thanksgiving in the mouth of others. Have you ever seen someone give their life to Jesus Christ? It's a beautiful thing. And there is a sense of, I have finally found what I've been searching for. And what do the people, the mature Christians around? It is a party. As a matter of fact, is that not scripture as well, that there's a party in heaven, that the angels of God rejoice when one sinner comes to know the saving grace of our Savior? And so this entire scripture, the whole premise, the whole biblical premise is found right here, that he who supplies seed to the sower, that is the overflow of your life. I am of the opinion that I'm not, you know, I don't think God cares if we have nice things in this earth. The question is, are the nice things capturing our heart, or are the things of the kingdom of God capturing our heart? Is our passion to build our own barns and the nice things, or is our passion to make sure that we are building the beauty of his kingdom and his covenant in the earth? And so the whole premise of Kingdom Builders, the entire purpose of Kingdom Builders, is let's get in a room, business owners, and let's get encouraged that, yes, God wants you to build a successful business, and it is with a purpose so that his kingdom can be glorified, so that some people can look at you and go, man, I would like what you have. I would love a successful business. And you can say, come and follow me as I've followed Christ. Let me show you how to build a business off of biblical principles and give everything that overflows unto the kingdom and for the purposes of God. And others maybe see that glory because you have been generously sowing into where the Holy Spirit tells you, into your church, into missions, into other people. And that will likewise produce glory unto the Heavenly Father. But business owners have a difficult task ahead. We spend a lot of time on our business. We input in our business. We dream about our business. And sometimes, I don't know if any other business owner can relate to my story, which is sometimes I get so focused on my business that I forget to lift my head and focus on the one who is my ultimate blessing. Mm. And that's what I want to help other business, Christian business owners, to realign and take a time, just one half a day this year, a half of a Friday, and say, this is worthy to stop what I've been doing and refocus on the one who actually matters. And there's the premise of Kingdom Builders.
Okay, some of the heart of Paul Grant for his Kingdom Builders message and his seminar coming up again. Now, how do people find out more about this seminar? They go to your website, and do they have to register in advance? Or
yeah, we would like people to register in advance, and so I'm going to throw out a couple different websites here. So one is legacyandfaith.com. So there's going to be a link that comes back to this second one, which is kingdombuildersnw.com. So Kingdom Builders Northwest, just NW.com. So it's a new website that is specifically for this purpose. And so you can go to either of those. You can go to the radio show, legacyandfaith.com, which is our standard website that we have people go to on the radio show. But for this event, you can head over to Kingdom Builders Northwest. So it's plural, kingdombuildersnw.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Granty in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant, the host of Legacy and Faith on KCIS, and I want to invite business owners, and as a matter of fact, not just business owners, but if you've been dreaming about starting your own business, or if you know a business owner, then this session is going to be for you. It's Kingdom Builders Northwest, and it is happening on Friday, March 13th at Venture Church in Mill Creek. And Venture has been generous to host us. What is Kingdom Builders? Well, Kingdom Builders is the opportunity for business owners to get together and get encouraged in the things of God. We live busy lives as business owners. And Kingdom Builders is a half-day session on Friday, March 13th, to set aside just one half-day so that we can talk about the biblical principles of God in running your business, in increasing your business. And so I want to invite you, can you set aside a half a day, Friday, March 13th, to come out to Venture Church in Mill Creek and talk about what is God doing in your business so that you can have a business that has a kingdom focus. For more information on Kingdom Builders, head over to either of our websites, legacyandfaith.com, or our new website for Kingdom Builders, which is kingdombuildersnw.com. That's kingdombuildersnw.com. And I look forward to seeing you Friday, March 13th at Venture Church.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week, Paul Grant telling us about his vision for Kingdom Builders, a seminar for business owners and maybe people wanting to start a business. Been going on, this is your fourth or fifth year this time?
Fourth year this okay. time. Let's see, one, two, yep. This will be our fourth annual Kingdom Builders session. So we started small. It's been progressively building. We're going to, like I said at the top of the show, pull it back a little bit just for a half a day this year.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be a good day, to focus on things that matter in your business. And so it'll be a good session.
And this is trying to encourage business owners to also keep in mind that they need to help fund kingdom work.
That's right.
And the church. And not just for individuals doing that, but businesses can have a vision for funding God's work, too.
Yeah, and actually, it's my premise that this foundation is that really the premise of our businesses becoming successful is that the more that we understand that this business, whatever it is, or whatever your vision wants it to be, that the premise when we stay focused on the thing that really matters, primarily Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him, that it is virtually impossible to not have God's immeasurable blessing all over what we are doing. And so, you know, I'll just give you some examples in my own law firm. We spend a time every week as a firm that we get together and we focus on each other and on prayer. Now, I don't know how many law firms actually do that. It doesn't
Not
even
many,
matter.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, and it really doesn't matter. The whole point I want you to hear is that the first thing must be the first thing. See, we're supposed to bring our tithe, the first 10% of everything we earn, not the leftovers, not the when I think about it, not when it's convenient for me to do it. And so the encouragement then is if we can build and our foundation off of biblical principles in the workplace, in our own business, then I believe that the blessing of God will be manifested through not just our own lives as far as the fruit of the Spirit, but rather in the business itself. And so, again, coming back to the premise of being generous is the purpose of our business. Yes, God will provide a good living for you. That is my hope and my want. So if it is a God idea, then it will take you far. But the ability to remain focused on building the kingdom first, again, that first thing first, I think that that's our greatest recipe to success in business at overall. Mm. And so, again, that's really the heart and the passion of Kingdom Builders. Now, some of the things that we've done in the past of Kingdom Builders, just as a taste of maybe what somebody would say, okay, fine, I can buy into that I should take a half a day and really start focusing and give that over maybe as a first fruits of 2020, right? Is I'm going to set aside a part of a day and focus in on the things of God as they relate to my business alone. So not about my family, not about my personal growth this year, not about my personal finances, but I am going to stop the wheel, the gerbil running on the perpetual wheel, right? Because mm-hmm. that's how business owners feel a lot, mm-hmm. is that we're gerbils. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop. We're going to get off of that, and let's focus for a half a day. Okay, so in the past, we've talked about what does it mean to be generous? So in other words, what, if we are generous, what does that mean? Well, a lot of what the scripture that we just read at the beginning of 2 Corinthians is found actually at the beginning, the whole premise for that, which is determine in your heart that you are going to be generous in what you want to give. And so 2 Corinthians 9, the entire portion of this is Paul saying, be generous, make sure that you have determined what you want to give, for God loves a cheerful giver, is verse number 7. And don't give reluctantly. And one, going backwards to 6, is that if you sow generously, you will reap generously. But the opposite is true as well. If you sow sparingly, then you will reap sparingly. Mm. And we know this to be true in every aspect of our life, don't we? If I don't spend time with my family, if I make them a second priority, then there is probably very little that I'm going to reap out of the relationship within my family. If I don't spend time in my finances, developing a financial plan, knowing where my finances are going, if I being generous and tithing, well, then it's going to be really tough for God to step in and say, you've been sowing in this area, so I'm able then to bring a harvest in this area. So we know that it is a spiritual principle that by the measure you give, shaken down, pressed together, overflowing, that it is a spiritual principle that by the measure you give is the measure that you will receive. And so, number one, business owners, part of the discussions that we've had in the past is how much time are you spending in sowing into your business in the right way, in a godly, biblical way, so that you can expect, in other words, so that we can turn our faith towards the one that we have sown into. And there's a lot of the disconnect oftentimes. And again, these are things that we've discussed in the past at Kingdom Builder. So I'm trying to give you a taste of topics and ideas, is that when we sow into, whether it's our business, our family, our finances, into missions, into our church, whether it's our money, whether it's our time, our giftings, what that is intended to do is to be an offering up unto Him, so that we can turn our expectation, also known as faith, to say, I have followed the biblical principle now of sowing. So therefore, I can turn my eyes in expectation that God's blessing will come upon me. And that's where I really want to help business owners think through the process of, are you being generous in your business? Are we spending time in focusing generosity and kingdom purpose in your business? Because when we do, it changes how we view the business, and it changes our expectation. In other words, our faith is engaged with God to say, now, Father, I trust the principle in your word that when I sow, you will be generous to me, and we can watch businesses begin to expand and grow. I don't know about you. It's great to watch businesses grow. That I'm passionate about business. I really enjoy watching businesses just begin to blossom. So how is it that something like Amazon can just explode over the past 10 years? And I don't think that there's a biblical basis in Amazon. Now, they may be using biblical principles. They may not be knowing it, though.
Good customer service.
That's right. Okay. Yep. That's right. Serving others, paying attention to detail. Our God is a God of detail. There's nothing haphazard around us. And so there's many, many biblical principles that any business can do. But what if that was in the hands of someone who loved Jesus Christ? Imagine what the wealth that has been elicited out of a company could do for the kingdom. That's why we have businesses. We have businesses so that we can elicit wealth for God's purposes, not for ours. Mm. And that's what Kingdom Builders will be about.
Coming up March 13th. So tell us again how we find out more and register for this conference.
Yeah, you can go to one of two websites, legacyandfaith.com, which is the standard radio show one, legacyandfaith.com. Or there is a new website specifically for this, which is kingdombuildersnw.com. Kingdombuildersnorthwest.com.
Legacy and Faith Show or KingdomBuilders.com, KingdomBuildersNorthwest.com,
yep.
Excuse me. Again, March 13th, don't miss out on the Kingdom Builders Conference once again this year with Paul Grant, estate and tax planning attorney and a guy who loves businesses and business owners and wants to see them fruitful.
Loves them. I love watching people get grounded in God's Word and do it God's way so that we can have a God, purpose, and harvest.
Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant once again here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.